More than 5 million people in the US suffer from Alzheimer's disease, an irreversible brain condition that leads to devastating mental decline and death. The many millions of dollars currently pouring into Alzheimer's research are mostly looking for a pharmaceutical solution, a pill you can take to slow or stop the disease. But decades of research have gone nowhere. This is the story of a completely different approach.
So I'm going to plug in 12-volt power supply.
Back in May of last year, a skeptical group of reporters gathered to watch Eric Knight, Connecticut-based inventor and entrepreneur, demonstrate his electromagnetic treatment for Alzheimer's disease.
Because this was going to be designed to be portable, just to show a little battery pack.
Knight had just patented what looks like a helmet made of metal plates worn on the patient's head. It gives a controlled dose of radio waves to the brain. Knight's device is based on research that was carried out in mice by a team headed by Dr. Gary Arendash, the editor of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. In Arendash's study, when an electromagnetic treatment was applied to the mice, which had been specially bred to have Alzheimer's, their cognitive decline was halted and in some cases actually reversed.
Frankly, it sounded crazy. I mean, this is about as close to the image of somebody wearing a tinfoil hat to cure a disease as you can get.
That's Connecticut-based angel investor and molecular biologist Ed Goodwin. Knight and Arendash have turned to him and a group of other Connecticut angels for funding as they work to get a human clinical trial off the ground. It may have sounded crazy, but it was intriguing because this kind of thing is in Goodwin's wheelhouse.
We're looking for very high-growth, high-risk startups, things that could potentially grow on to, you know, be Google or be acquired by a Google, or a small bioscience company that, for example, could end up curing Alzheimer's disease.
And so over many months, Goodwin talked with Gary Arendash, the man who'd carried out the mouse experiments.
To me, what was super compelling about Gary's work was that he had shown in a mouse system that you could restore some cognitive ability. And to my understanding, there's nothing out there right now that has demonstrated that.
Arendash's startup, NeuroEM, is based in Phoenix, Arizona. His own head device, developed in parallel with Knight's, is now cleared by the FDA, and he's partnering with the Banner Institute in Arizona to allow it to be worn by real Alzheimer's patients to test if it can slow or reverse the course of their disease. Arendash says that trial should begin in the fall, partly financed by members of the Connecticut-based Angel Investor Forum.
So frequently, basic science does not span that bridge into clinical trials for one reason or another. So we're really excited.
Because no one has yet found a drug that works, many experts say the next most promising approach is to identify who's most at risk of Alzheimer's and somehow prevent the disease from taking hold. Arendash doesn't agree.
The issue is not so much that we're starting therapy too late as it is we're utilizing the wrong therapeutic approaches. The pathology for Alzheimer's really is inside the neurons or the brain cells. It's not outside, in my view. And drugs simply can't get into the brain cells.
Whereas, he hopes the clinical trial will prove, his electromagnetic stimulation can. If he's right, he wants to get his device onto the market and into the hands of doctors within 4 years, much faster than any drug treatment could be approved. Connecticut inventor Eric Knight says for future clinical trials, technology from the device he developed will also be incorporated.
We want to combine the best of what our two companies have developed into a single device that would be optimized in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease.
For Ed Goodwin, the Connecticut investor, this risky endeavor is both a chance to tackle a horrible disease and to tap a huge medical market. But he has one more motivation for putting his own hard-earned money at risk.
If this does work, we'd look really smart. We need that. These angel investors, someday you dream for that day when you can turn to your spouse and say, "See, I was right."
The team hopes to have preliminary data on their trial by next spring. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.